This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. American consumers, thank you, thank you, thank you. Forget the tariffs and the trade war and global weakness. American consumers are in it. More solid indicators of that this morning. Retail sales up 0.4% in August, way more than experts had been guessing, and hot on the heels of a strong July to boot. And the consumer sentiment survey that the University of Michigan puts out has bounced back from a couple of down months. And yet, we keep getting reports that business investment is down and confidence among business owners and CEOs is down as well. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains why those two paths diverge in an economy.
At this point, it appears consumers and businesses are on different pages. Consumers are in the mood to spend. Business leaders, not so much.
To some extent, they're living in different worlds.
Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial says businesses are worried about the global economy and the risk of recession.
They have to hire people. The labor market is quite tight. They have to buy supplies. That's been complicated by the trade war. So they're getting hit on a bunch of different fronts.
He says consumers haven't seen much impact from the tariffs so far. What matters most to them?
Am I working? Do I have a good job? And am I getting a raise? So as far as the consumer is concerned, everything is good.
But in the business world, growth in capital spending has fallen by half this year, says Sam Stovall at CFRA Research. He says many CEOs are well aware.
This is the longest economic expansion in history, or at least since 1857, and sooner or later it will end up slowing.
Or ending. 6 in 10 business decision makers think a recession will hit in the next 18 months, according to a new survey from Grant Thornton. And analyst Chris Stevenson says,
there's a pause right now, a pause to plan for potential recession.
Consumer attitudes aren't anywhere near as pessimistic, says Richard Curtin, who runs the Consumer Sentiment Survey at the University of Michigan.
They're not at their record peaks anymore, but they're still very positive.
Curtin says with the job market strong and wages rising, consumers, whose spending makes up 2/3 of GDP, are brushing off warning signs of a coming recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.